New Jersey is withdrawing from an ambitious 10-state program aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, also known as REGI, sets targets for power plants to emit less greenhouse gas. But Governor Chris Christie said yesterday it's not worth the trouble.
The whole system is not working as it was intended to work. It's a failure.
The governor's move immediately drew praise from conservatives and jeers from environmental groups and state Democratic leaders. Here to explain what this all means is WNYC's Ilya Marritz. Hi, Ilya.
Hi.
So was this a surprise that Governor Christie would pull out of this regional greenhouse gas initiative?
No, the governor has actually been dropping hints for a few months. For example, last December, he said, I believe at a town hall meeting, he wasn't sure humans were the cause of the planet warming. He has also cut some programs since becoming governor last year, including New Jersey's Office of Climate Change. He also raided the fund that took the proceeds from the cap and trade program in order to balance the budget. Then last March, the governor told people at a town hall in Nutley that he was reevaluating REGI on the basis of its effectiveness. This is, just to refresh, a so-called cap-and-trade system where polluting power plants have to buy credits to match their emissions or face penalties. The credits are bought at auction and they can be traded. The governor said in his remarks yesterday the program is just having too little effect and the cost to ratepayers is too great. One thing to remember here, unlike the Cross Hudson River Tunnel, which the governor nixed last year, this is a project of the states. The federal government has nothing to do with it.
Now, I understand that the governor was under pressure to listen to doubts about the program and cancel it.
Yeah, Americans for Prosperity is a Tea Party-type movement with chapters in many states. The chapter here in New Jersey has made cap and trade a real focus with ads on TV and radio.
Honey, have you noticed our electric bills getting higher, even in the winter?
Well, it's going to get even worse thanks to the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative called REGI.
I heard something about that. Doesn't that have to do with global warming?
And then the woman's voice goes on to say, yes, it does. And by the way, your electric bill could go through the roof any moment because of these secret cap-and-trade auctions, which can be manipulated by Wall Street speculators. As far as I've been able to figure it, there's never been a serious, specific allegation of impropriety in the cap-and-trade program. But the accusation has been out there on the airwaves for months, and it appears to have had some effect.
Okay, so New Jersey exits the program. Who's affected and how?
Well, most directly affected are the owners of the power plants. They'll no longer have to take part in quarterly auctions for emissions credits, which cost them money. Governor Christie also said yesterday that citizens will pay less for electricity. Now, that may be true that ratepayers pay, that a little bit less of the cost is passed on to ratepayers, but it's probably less than 1%, according to the Greenhouse Gas Initiative. For environmentalists, this is a really big setback. New Jersey is one of the biggest states in the program. Not very long ago, Northeast Republicans tended to support this kind of stronger environmental policy. Ex-New York Governor George Pataki was actually instrumental in making cap and trade happen in the Northeast. Now it appears to be going the other way. We have Republicans in Maine and New Hampshire also saying that their states should get out of the cap and trade system.
Well, now Christie seemed to be trying to make this seem like a non-ideological decision by saying that one of the reasons he's pulling out of cap and trade is that it was not successful at reducing emissions. Is that right?
Well, he could make the case that it hasn't done all that much. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative reports that New Jersey has kept about 84,000 tons of CO2 out of the atmosphere every year as a result of the program. That's actually a fairly modest amount, but the initial goals of the program were designed to be modest in order to get buy-in from the power plants, 10% reduction by 2018. As it happened, the program also launched just as the economy was going sour back in 2008. So demand for electricity was going down anyway, and the cost of an emissions credit has also gone down. So it's perfectly possible to argue that the program hasn't actually done all that much, but environmentalists might say it hasn't fully been put to the test yet, and it deserves a little bit more time. You know, as much as Governor Christie caused cheers in the Tea Party in his remarks yesterday, there are a few areas where they differ that I want to just briefly mention. The governor did say there is now a scientific consensus on global warming. Humans are causing it to happen. We ought to do something about it. And he said the things that he would do would pursue offshore wind power generation and solar panels on top of landfills in the Meadowlands.
WNYC's Ilya Marritz, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.